Accession number 18454, Reel 4.
Cyril Snowden, Reel 4.
Yeah, the emergency idea was put these two engines in one nacelle, put them into just one engine in two nacelles on each wing, and that produced by sheer accident the perfect bombing aircraft during the war. And that's a world accepted fact. It was better than anything else. I know the Halifax lads, mind you, this is the old rivalry bit again, but the point is, the Lank somehow was the perfect shape, size, weight and everything for the job. And it could be used in all kinds of ways, but it just ended up as the best heavy bomber in the world.
What was the leadership in 218 Squadron like when you were there?
The leadership? Oh, it's very good. I mean, the squadron commander used to go on ops himself every so often. He used to become an extra man in somebody's crew simply to keep his hand in, as it were. And they were very good, all of them. But our main moan, as I said, was that if we had an op scrubbed, they would immediately install a training flight instead, you know. But the leadership and everything was fine. No problem. In fact, the chap who was the bombing leader on the squadron in my time is now a member of the committee of the 218 Squadron Association. And I meet him every year when we go to the reunion. So, and he's still going strong. He'd be nearly 80 now. But, you know, and he was typical. They were simply good
The
job.
Which group did the squadron belong to?
Five group.
What was Chedbra like to fly from?
Very good if the weather was right. But the only snag about Ched, actually, was the fact that that bit of Suffolk, just that bit, is at a different height to a lot of the other bits. So sometimes we could fly from Ched when they couldn't fly from other places, and at others, conversely, we were clamped in at Ched where other people were flying.
You mean it was a bit higher?
Yeah, yeah. It was just where it was. You know, it's just the way the conditions, the natural conditions were. It had a very good record, but the record sort of wasn't consistent if you got a spell of the wrong kind of weather in our particular area, then Chedbra would be doing nothing and other people would. Conversely, the other way around, Ched could be flying when they couldn't.
So what did you do for relaxation?
Well, largely go to the local pub.
In Chedbra or in Bury?
Yeah. Well, there was a pub in Ched, which is still there, and it's still going strong, which was sort of just outside the camp, as it were. But that was the only pub. Now, if we had a night off, we used to cycle, those of us who didn't have cars, and none of us had cars, cycle into Bury St Edmunds and go to one or other of the pubs there.
Which pubs did you patronise in Bury?
Well, the Angel and two or three of the others. But, you know, the only one I can remember specifically is the Angel, because that's where my wife and I had our honeymoon, if you could call it a honeymoon.
Did she come from Bury St Edmunds?
No. She was a local girl. She's from Hull, as I told you.
Yes, you did.
She was bringing up her own father's family. But we went down there, and this again was, and this is something that's just come back to me again. Originally, because we were married in 1945, originally, we got it all arranged, bands and everything else, for our 10-day aircrew leave. We decided on the date and everything. And then they took the Colonials out of the squadron, which mucked up the leave roster completely, with the result that instead of coming home all organised, knowing that the wedding would be the following day and so forth, I had to actually hitchhike home on a 48.
48-hour pass.
Yeah. And then bring my wife back down there, which was already booked. But it was already booked on the original basis that this would be a 10-day leave type thing, you know. And that was it. I had to hitchhike home on a 48. We got married. We came back. We went back to Bury on the Sunday, and because of this removal of the Colonials, I had to go in to Chedborough on two or three of the days that we had planned to be on our own, because the things had been altered, you see. But as I say, You were lucky if you got a honeymoon as arranged, with everything following just according to plan at that time. And we didn't. It was just one of those things.
How do you feel now in 1998 about having served in Bomber Command in the Second World War?
I'm very proud of it. Still. Because the thing is, I mean, again, I know there's been all this hoo-ha about we shouldn't have done it and this, that and the other. Well, all right, with hindsight, it was a stupid thing for everybody to do. But at the time, and at the age of 18 to 20, you were idealistic anyway. And so, and that feeling just stayed with me.
Why do you think it was a stupid thing to do?
Well, now it appears to be a stupid thing to do. Or rather, in the modern climate of opinion, it was a bad thing to do. Because of, etc., etc., etc. But of course, the point was that at that time, we weren't looking to the future. We were doing it then. Now, 50 years later, you can see that, okay, it was a waste of time in many ways. But doesn't alter the fact of pride in the fact that you did it. And I'm still proud of the fact that I did it. Because apart from anything else, it did help me to do what I'd wanted to do, when I put down for Acre in the first place, being from this city and having been on the receiving end so much, I wanted to give some back, and Bomber Command enabled me to do so. And okay, it was wrong, etc. Again, according to the modern climate of opinion, but it's still a thing that I remember with great pride that I was a part of it. And the other thing is that the comradeship and so forth is the thing that I still remember most of all. And when we have these annual squadron reunions, it's great. And within an hour of the first get-together, the old spirit is there again. And that is what I've always thought a lot of.
What form did the comradeship take?
Well, you helped one another out. You kept an eye on each other and all this sort of stuff. And you helped one another out of scrapes at camp and all this sort of thing, you know.
You mean disciplinary scrapes?
Yeah. And it was just a lot of people living together as friends and working together. I mean, as I say, my crew was totally varied in origin, but we formed a team, and a damn good team at that. And other crews did the same. It was just, that was it. And the comradeship bit always stayed with me all the time.